5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it.
All right, thank you everybody for joining me this wonderful Monday. Yes, I went live yesterday. Yesterday evening. I think if I'm gonna get to the, I would like to get to the point where I go live Sunday evening and just talk about different things that's going on in our world. I want to get, you know what, actually, a caller called me last night and asked me if I would. And I would. And I'm going to do it, because he asked me if I would pray before we get started here. And I'm most definitely going to do that. Okay? Absolutely. Lord Jesus, please give me the words. Give me the strength. Allow me to reach those that need to be reached, Lord. Use me for your will, Lord. Use me however you see fit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, our country, our world is changing, Lord. We see biblical events taking place right now, Lord. We see your mighty hand at work, Lord. Please, Lord, be with us. We see these evil people. And you tell us, Lord, that we should pray for our enemies. Lord, please, if it's your will, touch these people, open their eyes, allow them to see what they are doing. Give us the strength, Lord, for what is about to come. There's a lot of people that are afraid, Lord. But Lord, let them know that you are there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me go ahead and add this to it as well.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for this group holding up the arm of this president, oh God. A president who cares, oh God, not just for black folks, but for every American, oh God. We pray his health. We pray his strength, oh God. We thank you, oh God, by the power of your Holy Spirit that you're protecting him. You're protecting his family. And you're filling him, oh God. And we thank you for what you have done and what you have yet to do through this, your vessel. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
That is so awesome. Now, you know what? Yes, in the name of Jesus. You know what? Have y'all noticed you don't get this with the old Biden administration? They keep saying that they're for black people, but you don't get this, what you see here with the old Biden administration. You didn't even see it under Obama. The Obama administration, you didn't see it. But you see it under a president that they all called racist. You see President Trump brought God back into the Oval Office. And now the Democrats have rejected God out of the office again. And then you hear a lot of them say, well, there's no place for God in politics. There's no place for religion and politics. You shouldn't introduce your religion. It's not even about introducing religion. It's about bringing the creator of all things and putting God at the head of all of it. But the Democrats, they rejected God. You don't see anything like this. You don't see the Democrats saying in the name of Jesus. They do just the opposite. They do just the opposite. And a lot of people ask themselves why. They ask themselves why. It's because they have rejected God is why. Thank you for joining me. Please, please, if you haven't already, please do me a favor. Smash that like button for me. Smash it, smash it, smash it. Come on now, smash the like button for me. Because you hitting the like button helps me get past their algorithms. You smashing that like button helps me get past the algorithms. Thank you so much for doing it. Thank you so much. If you don't like my videos and you're on YouTube or anywhere, hit the down, the thumbs down, hit it twice. Show me the deal. Show me. Say, fix me. I'm going to fix you, Will Johnson. Fix you twice. Hit it twice. Hit it twice. Anyways, so Biden is at the G7. Biden is talking to NATO leaders, and the press is asking Biden about, or asking other leaders about President Trump. What is it like without President Trump? What is it like with Biden? What's the atmosphere like? They even asked Biden his views about Vladimir Putin. Does he still think that Vladimir Putin is a killer? And on top of that, you have news media across the planet that is talking about Biden and saying that America should have President Trump there. I really hope that some in the media, we know it's not going to be the Communist News Network or MSDNC and some of the other media outlets, but I'm hoping that we have to keep that hope that some of these people in these media outlets are starting to realize it, starting to see what they didn't see before, starting to realize that they have been lied to, because a lot of them are being suppressed of putting out information, and we need more people to just start speaking up, start telling the truth. And like I mentioned, you know, we're not going to get it from the Communist News Network, MSDNC. It's not going to happen. They refuse to do it. They constantly put out lies. And then they try to convince all of us that believe the truth, that we're believing conspiracy or a big lie. So there was a time when President Trump was getting on the airplane. And this was a while ago. This is when he was still president. And they were asking President Trump, does he think Biden is a criminal? This was the media asking President Trump, why does he say that Biden is a criminal? Talking about Hunter Biden. And the question is how come the mainstream media, even today, after Hunter Biden came out saying the N-word left and right. Can y'all imagine if President Trump would have been saying the N-word? Think about it. What do y'all think? If President Trump said the N-word in an email or some kind of transcript anywhere, don't you think they would have been exploding? They would have been asking questions. But see, when it comes to Hunter Biden, when it comes to the Obamas, come to the Bidens, come to the Clintons, come to the Pelosis, come to all of these Democrats that hate America, when they do something that is blatantly racist and blatantly wrong and evil, the mainstream media doesn't say anything because the mainstream media protects them. But listen to President Trump as they ask him the question about him calling Hunter Biden a criminal. I love his response. This is a strong leader.
Strategy seems to be to call Biden a criminal. Why is that?
He is a criminal. He's a criminal. He got caught. Read his laptop. And you know who's a criminal? You're a criminal for not reporting it. You are a criminal for not reporting it.
You're a criminal for not reporting it. Straight up. The media, you're a criminal for not reporting. That's why President Trump constantly would say that the media, they are the enemy of the people. And they couldn't stand it. Because the people started paying attention to the media and how they were lying. Do they have Pinocchios for the media, for mainstream news? I mean, I guess they have like so-called fact checkers. No, fact checkers exist on social media. But the fact checkers never fact check CNN when CNN has put out multiple lies. They never fact check MSDNC because these fact checkers are in line with these communists. So they don't ever fact check. But when you have mainstream media go on the news, on the telly, they should have Pinocchios for these news outlets. Seriously, there should be Pinocchios for them. They have Pinocchios for politicians. They should have Pinocchio. I mean, maybe there is something out there. Maybe someone can send me a link or something and enlighten me. I have yet to see it. I mean, because I can only imagine, you know, where they have like, you know, they rate websites and they rate different places. There's just one particular website. And for life of me, I can't remember the name of it right now. But if you go out there and search, just type in Unite America First. Just put three words, Unite America First. Not my website, but just Unite America First. And there's a website on there where they said that I am extreme right. They said I'm extreme right. And you know why they say that? Because I talk about God. Because I talk about the power of Jesus. So they say I'm extreme right. I mean, when you go look at it, I'm so far right, according to this website, that, you know, these alt-right groups don't even come close to me. And these alt-right groups are supposed to be racist, according to them. And they have CNN. They say, well, CNN is just, almost all the way to the left, but not quite. You know, and MSDNC, they do lean this way, but they don't go all the way. But they have me so far right. It's ridiculous. If that's the case, because I believe in Jesus, I believe in the United States of America, I believe in the truth, then I'm happy to be all the way to the right, because I don't want to be in the middle, because being in the middle means that you're lukewarm. A lot of people try to say, well, you know, I like to be in the middle. I look at the Republican, look at the Democrats, and, you know, I like some of the both, blah, 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 blah. You're being lukewarm. If you don't know what that means, Google it. See what the Bible says about people being lukewarm. I'd rather be on fire for God. I'd rather be on fire for this nation. There's a difference. But anyways, Biden, this dude. Biden goes over the pond and he's talking bad about Republicans here in the United States of America. Seriously, he's literally trying to say that the Republicans here in the United States of America are crumbling. Like there's very minimal amount of Republicans left. And the only major group in the Republican Party are those that support President Trump. Now, are there any Republicans? I know there's some of them out there, but do you imagine that there's a large amount of Republicans in the United States of America that would go the way of Liz Cheney, that would go with Mitt Romney, Mike Pence? Do you really believe that? If there are some Republicans out there, a large amount, they have not been paying attention. Are they just rhinos themselves? But listen to Biden as he bashes Republicans while he's talking to NATO.
Going to sustain that kind of behavior. And so I, I don't want to get into these statistics because, you know, that old phrase is Disraeli's. There's three kinds of lies, damn lies, and statistics. But I think it's appropriate to say that the Republican Party is vastly diminished in numbers.
Not true. Not true at all.
The leadership of the Republican Party is fractured. And
he's talking about because of Liz Cheney getting removed, rightfully so. And he's saying this because President Trump is still the leader of the Republican Party. So they have an issue with it. That's what all this is about. Listen to what he says here.
Trump wing of the party is the bulk of the party, but it makes up a significant minority of the American people.
So we make up a significant amount of the minority of the American people. So basically he's saying that not even half the country is supporting President Trump any longer. Just a small amount is supporting President Trump. I've had conversations with people. There's multiple videos online, especially on TikTok, where people are saying that they voted for Biden and they're upset that they did and wish they could take their vote back and give it to President Trump. And see, he's there blatantly lying to these people because they don't know any better. And you know what? A lot of them want to go along with that so-called lie that Biden is doing. 100%, hands down. 100%, hands down. Like I said when I first started, the mainstream media, or just the media in general, throughout the world, I think they're starting to come around. And the only reason why I say that is because President Trump has been, like, pretty, for the most part, moved out the way. And they see Biden on the world stage. And people are like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Because, see, now the mainstream media here can't hide Biden. Biden is not in the basement. So now people are seeing him on the world stage and seeing how much of an idiot he actually is. You even have this news group out of Australia, which I thought was pretty awesome what they were saying. And they're talking about Biden and how the liberal media here in the United States treated Biden versus President Trump when they both were at the G7. Okay. Biden at G7 versus President Trump at the G7. Listen to what they say. And this is a news group out of Australia. I mean, I'm liking Australia, really.
I want to go to the US now because the media has been gushing as their beloved Joe Biden prepares for his trip to the United Kingdom to attend the G7 summit. Listen to how CNN is reporting this momentous event.
Joe Biden is stepping onto the world stage for the first time as president, an equal to foreign leaders.
Now, let's go back in time to 2018 and see if those same newsrooms offer the presidency of Donald Trump such light and positive coverage.
Dramatic and deepening G7 divide, better put perhaps as G6 versus one.
Sophie, they're calling it the G6 when Trump's there, but Joe Biden's there and it's momentous and it's positive and it's glowing and they're trying to give the illusion that he doesn't have any disputes with any of these international leaders. What do you think of that?
I just think Joe Biden is a lucky person. He has got all the media on his side, or most of the media on his side, particularly CNN, completely at odds with what they did to Trump. So, you know, his popularity surely can only win from this because he's getting so much positive PR through the journalists who are massive fans of him. It's really quite appalling to watch. And what happened to straight news reporting, which doesn't seem to be existent there?
Nick, it's not really journalism, is it? It's the stenographers in a way, aren't they? They're documenting history, but they're not being critical. But with Trump, ultra critical, inflammatory in some ways.
Always. Trump could do no right. I mean, give Biden his due. He did get to the top of the Air Force One steps without tripping over his shoelace.
Good on him.
But the reality is, you know, if you talk to Greg Sheridan on The Australian or anybody who knows about foreign affairs, there are considerable question marks over Biden's foreign affairs policy. It's not proven yet. Whereas it was the one area, in fact, in which Donald Trump did very well, pivoting on China, bringing about the Abraham Accords, which is a big step towards peace in the Middle East. The worry about Biden is whether he really does have control or really the nerve or the confidence to impose American power in the way that Trump did. So, you know, I would be much happier to see Donald Trump at the G7, I think.
Yeah, here it is. There's people across the world that would be happy to see President Trump there versus then this bubbling idiot named Biden. This is people on the other side of the planet. That says a lot. In the mainstream media here, they're just like, oh, look at Biden, look at Biden. They're blatant. They don't even see Biden making these mistakes. They do see it, but they're just so blinded and they're so ignorant. They deceive themselves to the point that they hear and see Biden talk like a complete idiot, and they just convince themselves that Biden is doing great. They seriously have. They just convince themselves that Biden is doing great. Biden is on the national stage making America look good. And all Biden is doing is giving these elitists, the globalists, exactly what they want. He's making America weak again because it was weak under Obama. President Trump made America strong again. And now they want to make it weak again. News media outlets, even here in the United States of America, you have people that are starting to pay attention. You have people that are starting to question all of the lies that they have been told in the media here in the United States of America. I have a clip that I want to show you of a news media group here in Texas where this lady is out in the field reporting about the heat in Texas because it's getting hot. Talking about the heat in Texas, but before she goes on talking about the heat, she has something else to say. I thought it was very interesting. Check it out.
Outages across the region. Fox 26 reporter Ivory Hecker is live in Montgomery County to take a look at that aspect.
Thanks, guys. That's right. Before we get to that story, I want to let you, the viewers, know that Fox Corp has been muzzling me to keep certain information from you, the viewers. And from what I'm gathering, I am not the only reporter being subjected to this. I am going to be releasing some recordings about what goes on behind the scenes at Fox because it applies to you, the viewers. I found a nonprofit journalism group called Project Veritas. It's going to help put that out tomorrow, so tune into them. But as for this heat wave across Texas, you can see what it's doing to AC units. This one.
You see, then she goes on talking about the AC unit. She is fed up with it. People are getting fed up with it. They're preventing reporters to ask actual questions. Now, she doesn't go in to say why she's being muzzled. We can all guess on why, on what was taking place. This is happening in Texas. You know, Texas, these socialist Democrats have pretty much almost taken over Texas. It is horrible. It is horrible. But you have people that's working in these media outlets saying, you know what? I'm going to get the word out there. I'm going to get the message out there regardless. Regardless. She is talking about the news network that she's working for. Do you think she still has a job? Do you think she still has a job? For a news group to prevent someone from reporting on something that is actually happening, the facts about something is telling. They did the same thing in the 1930s in Germany. They did the same thing in the communist Russia. They do the same thing in China. If they don't want you to talk about something, then they censor you, they muzzle you, they ban you, they block you. Same thing with social media. Same thing. Now, the news reporters at the G7, they're all socialist communists. And they're asking questions about President Trump showing up, or president or someone else like President Trump showing up in the future to G7. And what is it like with Biden versus the way it was with President Trump? Listen to this.
We'll start with Washington Post in the second row, please. Michael, put up your hand, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Birnbaum from the Washington Post. Thanks very much for this. Can I just ask, can you compare your experience at this summit with the U.S. delegation to your experience at summits with President Trump? And was President Biden able to tell you anything that convinced you that Trump or another Trump-like figure won't be back in the White House in a few years and swing the United States back to a more confrontational approach to NATO?
Y'all hear this? Trump or a Trump-like coming back into the White House asking Biden. I mean, and from the Washington Post. See, I've been saying that. And I'm like, well, as soon as I heard that, I was like, are you kidding me? I'm not surprised by it. But for them to actually sit there and say it, that they do not want anyone like President Trump to ever again walk through the White House doors. and they going to someone that has nothing to do with the United States and asking this person about President Trump going back into the White House, or someone like President Trump going into the White House, becoming the leader of the free world, going there, being confrontational. No, going there and making them do the right thing, not going along with the globalist elitists. See, that's the problem here. Listen.
Thank you.
It is different. Then I think that the important thing for me now is to convey a very clear message that was also conveyed in the meeting today, that all allies welcome the strong commitment from President Biden to NATO and the bond between Europe and North America in NATO. And that in return, all the other allies, Canada and Europe, express the same strong commitment that we have to stand together in NATO in a more competitive world. That's the important thing. I welcome that. That was the message from President Biden when I met him in the White House a week ago, and that's the message from President Biden and his administration today in the summit. Then I would like to add the following, and that is that I think what we learned over the previous 4 years was the importance of strong multilateral institutions in uncertain times. Because NATO as an alliance, as an institution, goes beyond individual political leaders.
You know what they're upset about? They like Biden because Biden is going to pour money back into it. You know, when President Trump went to NATO and President Trump found out what they were, was what NATO was doing to the United States of America, President Trump stopped it. We were footing the bill. The United States of America was the main one putting in all the money. And President Trump said, no, no more. You're going to pay your fair share. They got upset and they said, well, it's always been like this. And President Trump said, not anymore. You're going to pay your fair share. You're filthy rich nations. The United States of America is not going to continue footing the bill. You're going to pay your fair share. Now they got Biden in there. Biden is going to cower down. Biden is going to give them exactly what they want. And then the United States of America is going to start forking over more money. And the reason why they want us to fork over more money is so that we can collapse our economy. That's part of it. So then they can build back better. But it has nothing to do with President Trump being in office. It has everything to do with President Trump not giving them what they want.
We can weather political winds and different storms. So if anything, it just proves the importance of building a strong NATO. There will be different political leaders elected in many allied countries in the years to follow. But I'm confident that as long as we realize that it is in our security interest to stand together, national security interest to stand together, we will maintain NATO as the bedrock for our security.
The problem, again, is that NATO depends on America to pay everything. And then he also mentioned there and saying that they want the countries to be competitive. That's what President Trump was doing. He was making them be competitive. He was making them pay their fair share. But all that's irrelevant to them. It's not even really about that. And what really gets me is that you hear these socialist communists always talking about that, you know, everything needs to be spread equally. Everyone needs to pay their fair share. You hear it all the time here in the United States of America with these from these communist socialists. You hear it all the time. You have to pay your fair share, AOC, all of them. You know, the rich people need to pay their fair share. Well, guess what? These filthy rich NATO countries, they were not paying their fair share. President Trump came along and changed that. And now it's an issue. Now it's an issue. The G7 is a total joke. They're moving ahead with their one world system. And Biden is going to give them whatever it is that they want. Biden doesn't even know that he's there half the time. He probably wake up and he leans over and asks Jill, where are we again? And she's probably having to constantly remind him right before he goes on there. Can you imagine what it's like? She's working harder than anybody. And then when he goes out there, he doesn't even know where he is or what to say. I'm going to show some more about Joe Biden, but I want to get into another subject real quick. The Democrats, these people are evil. So many people have called them Democrats. Demon rats. They're just straight up evil. They have gone to the point to where they're, you know, how they tell our children that you don't have to be the way God created you. And you've heard me say that multiple times because that's what they're doing. They're pushing this sexual attacks on our children in schools, along with the critical race theory. But they are actually trying to get it to where adults can have relationships with these children, and they see nothing wrong with it. It is to the point to where they're even coming out and saying and justifying it. And then they go, well, just because she's 17 and not 18, what's 1 year? What's 1 year? These people are evil. Next, they're going to be saying, and they go, well, in one state is 17 and another state is 16. And they said, well, just because Florida's saying, you know, you 18, which is still too young, my opinion, just because they're considered adult, still too young. But these people are so demonic, they would love to just go ahead and take it down to 9, 5, 4. If the baby can blink at them, they're saying that, oh, the baby's with it. These people are evil. Don't believe me? Listen to this.
Hey, too, the whole age of consent thing is really a feminist social construct. I'll just put that out there. Because what are we really talking about here? Why are people so upset if somebody is 17 rather than 18? Well, that's because in the state of Florida, the age of consent is 18. It just so happens that the age of consent in Illinois is 17, and in other states, it's 16. And it varies from country to country and state to state. But if the age of consent is 18 in Florida, then it is the worst thing possible that you're, you know, dating somebody that's a year younger, right? End of the world.
Yeah, I hear this. And so if he went to another state where it was 16... it's just, you know, one age, 15, it's the end of the world. And then if they change it to 15, oh, 14, oh no, just 14, just 1 year. There's no stopping with these evil people.
I will say that, you know, let's think about what's really going on here. Age of consent means the age at which an adult can consent. Do we really believe that you have to be 18 years old in order to consent to sex? Otherwise, it's rape. Are we really supposed to believe that people, adults, grown adults who are past the point of puberty engage in a relationship?
Listen to this sick dude. They're wanting to give puberty blockers to boys and girls. So when they start going through puberty at the age of 9, because some girls start going through it at the age of 9. Most males around 13 and 14. But he's talking about after puberty, then what? What? Listen, I mean, see, this, if this doesn't infuriate you because it's demonic demons that are possessing these people.
And that becomes a rape? To me, what I think age of consent is about is really, and I've said this before on the show, it's not a new take, I think what it's really about is artificially increasing the sexual marketplace value of older women. I think that's really what it's about.
I mean, come on. Come on. They don't have any issues with prostitution. And he has an issue with, you know, raising the age level of consent. Personally, 18 is too young, my opinion. Because they're still just babies. They still don't really understand. And at the same time, they shouldn't be promoting people trying to have sex in the first place. If anything, they should be promoting them to wait until they get married. That's the way it used to be. But now they don't do that. They put it all on TV, they put on every single TV show that you see. It's there to an extent because someone having a relationship out of wedlock is just everything that God has created, everything. Marriage being one of them. They want to reject it. Now, I'm not saying that people haven't done stuff in the past that they shouldn't have. Everyone has. But we should be promoting it for marriage. There's nothing wrong. People make mistakes all the time, but we should be promoting it for marriage. Even though people, not everyone's going to do it, wait for marriage. We get that. But we should, as a society, we should be promoting it for that. They have these commercials where they're telling girls to take these pills. And I'm not talking about birth control pills. It's these other pills that they can take. And even males to take these certain pills and stuff for sex. Instead of just saying, hey, once you run some commercial ads saying, hey, and so you don't have to worry about all of this, let's just try to promote it. Maybe you can reach one. Maybe you can reach one of the children. Instead of pushing all this sexual stuff on the children in the schools, they're teaching the children how to have anal sex. What? How to masturbate. They want to teach, instead of teaching them, saying, hey, it's better that you wait. There's nothing wrong with waiting. See, Satan don't want them to wait. Satan want them to just defy themselves. Seriously. That's Satan's goal. But for some reason in society, we've gotten to the point to where we're just like, you know, take this pill. They even have some stuff to put in your body. It's ridiculous. Let's talk about Marxism. Now, you know the leader of, or one of the leaders of this Marxist, anti-American, hateful, demonic group better known as Black Lives Matter. This demonic group, the leader comes on there and is talking about Marxism and how, you know, and communism, socialism is good for the country and how they want to push for it. And how they're wanting to push it onto the youth to get everyone to believe that socialism is good. I got this video from Dan Bongino. He was actually talking about it as well. Absolutely awesome take on it. And he brought up the point that how socialism has never worked, which is a true statement. If you look at the history of socialism that was implemented through countries throughout the years, what is the record for it? The record for socialism is zero. Zero. It's never been successful. Or if you want to look at it this way, it's been 100% failure every single time. I've actually had conversations with liberals on the street, and they've actually said, now these are Bernie Sanders supporters, of course. They've actually said that they can do socialism better. And I'm willing to bet every country that brought in socialism said the exact same thing. Well, we can do it better because I brought up Venezuela. And they said, well, Venezuela didn't do socialism good, but we can do it better. Are you kidding me? So if you continue to do something over and over and over and you continue to get the same results, what does that say about you? All of these people that's pushing for socialism, they are insane. Technical term. Listen to the BLM leader here as she's happy about pushing communism onto the youth.
I was speaking to this young person from Arizona who's trying to fight SB 1070. And he grabbed a book and he said, it's like Mao's Red Book. And I was like, man, that's what I was thinking. And it was just really cool to hear him make that connection. I was like, how about you buy like 10 to 15 of these books, and you all have like a youth like organizing group where you talk about it and you really try to engage this, and we can just kind of, we need to build off of this. And so that leads me to a point that I actually wanted to kind of focus on today, which is I think I have a really important role in speaking to youth. I have, maybe it's because I came in the movement at 17 and a half, so I have like just a knack for knowing how to organize young people into this organization and kind of teach them this politic and then hear them now organize other people.
So she's wanting to bring people into the communist regime and get people to believe more communism and have communism is good. That's her goal. That's her goal. And she's trying to, you know, hey, buy 15 books. All that money is going to go to her pocket. Buy more books. Buy more books. Buy the communist books. All the money that went into the BLM, she's bought a home with it. Multiple homes. Not a single family has benefited from the organization of BLM. Black Lives Matter. Better yet known as Because Lucifer Manipulates. Not a single one. No students have gone to college. No one had their light bills turned on. Nothing. No one got groceries. Nothing. No black-owned businesses that were burnt down were rebuilt. Nothing. But she goes on, and she's having a conversation with this dude. And I've seen him before. I really don't care for him too much. But he kind of drills her somewhat, you know, trying to make it look like he's tough on the questions about her spending money and buying these homes. And listen to how she justifies buying these expensive homes for herself and her family. Mind you, there are black families out there that don't have a home or about to lose a home, can't go to school, are about to drop out of school, or couldn't complete school because they didn't have the funding. But listen to what she did with all of you trolls out there that put money into this demonic entity.
So a critique, though, from the left that would say, if you are a trained Marxist, if we're talking about a certain kind of radical politic, that extravagant homes of any sort or multiple properties of any sort is itself contradictory to the ideology that you hold. And so it's not about having money per se, but that it's about or about property per se, but it's about there being a potential contradiction between your expressed politics and your lived practice.
Sure. And I think that is a critique that is wanting. And I say that because the way that I live my life is in direct support to Black people, including my Black family members.
Yeah, y'all hear that? Let me take that part back real quick. The way, just listen again.
The way that I live my life is in direct support to Black people, including my Black family members.
It's direct support to Black people. So she received millions of dollars, but her receiving this millions of dollars is direct support to Black people. But the Black people aren't getting anything.
First and foremost. And for so many Black folks who are able to invest in themselves and their community, they choose to invest in their family. And that's what I've chosen to do.
So all of these people, including you trolls out there that put money into her, you put money into BLM to help Black people. That was, see that's the deception. So many people fell for it. Not me. When BLM first came about under Obama, I was calling it Because Lucifer Manipulates from day one. It was never to support Black people. It was a demonic entity from the day it started.
I have a child. I have a brother that has severe mental illness that I take care of. I support my mother, and I support many other family members of mine. And so I see my money as not my own. I see it as my family's money.
Wow. I don't see it as my own. I see it as my family's money. Really? 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 Buying million-dollar homes, has multiple homes that she got off the backs of people thinking that she was going to do the right thing. And then you have some major organizations throwing money into Black Lives Matter. And all she's doing is pocketing it. Seriously. And see, the thing is, you can create an organization that is all supportive of whatever it is Satan wants, and they will throw millions at you. But you have someone that wants to come along and do something positive, actually, for the American people. They demonize the organization. They try to shut it down. They say that you're not for the people. You see how that works. You see what's going on. It's because of the times that we're living in. It's because of the times that we're living in. And like I mentioned earlier, you know how Biden was talking about the Republican Party and trying to make it look like the Republican Party is bad. And they've all said it, that the Republican Party is racist, white supremacy, or they support white supremacy. They've all said it. They've all pushed the ideal about it. They tried to say that the Republican Party is the party of white supremacy. They've all said it. And now they're pushing a critical race theory onto our children in regards of trying to say that Trump supporters are racist. White people are racist. They don't include, they, you know what? They even include the white liberal, because the white liberal will say that, yes, we oppress Black people. I've never been oppressed. If I had any mistakes, any failures, it was because of what Will Johnson did or didn't do. It's not because of a white person. This is the most dumbest thing ever. And now for them to actually push this critical race theory onto children, telling white kids that you're bad simply because you're white. They're telling Black kids that the white kids are bad simply because they're white. And they don't have any issues with it. The left, they don't have any issues with it. They think it's wonderful to teach hatred. And that's exactly what they're doing. They did the same thing in the 1930s. Are y'all seeing the connection? They target the children and they get the children to go target the parents, even snitch on the parents. But listen to this Black male here as he talks about the critical race theory and how it's affecting him and how it's affecting the community.
Kept me down. How am I now directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I work for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You gonna sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory? This the reason why Black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me? Mm. This is what we come to now. I can't believe we're even talking about this right now. The last thing I'm gonna say right here is something that's crazy. Martin Luther King said he wanted his kids to grow up in a world where they are judged by the contents of their what?
Character.
Their character, not their skin. If they let this stuff go on right now, it is absolutely doing the complete reverse of what he's doing. So when February comes, don't talk about Martin Luther King. When February comes, don't talk about Black history. None of y'all gonna sit there and just pee, must pee on his grave with this nonsense. That's exactly what's about to happen.
That's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. And you have the Democrat Party, you have the socialist, communist, leftists all trying to adopt Martin Luther King like he was for their movement. It's another lie. Just like the party switch, another lie. MLK was a Republican. He talked about these Democrats. He talked about these liberals and how they didn't want Black people to have stuff and how they were hindering stuff. And then you have some people say, well, he worked with LBJ. He didn't have no choice. Just like right now, people don't have any choice but to work with these tyrants. But the tyrants are going to do what they want to do. These tyrant Democrats, socialists that are on the Hill right now, you don't have any choice because they're the ones in control. So during that time, Martin Luther King didn't have any choice. He had to work with the tyrants. And they gave just a little bit because they said these N-words are getting a little uppity. So we'll give them just a little bit so they'll think that they have something. End quote, LBJ. This is the only reason why they passed the Civil Rights Act. To make it look like that they were for Black people to control them. Black people too stupid to realize it. They fall right into it. They go right along with it. Martin Luther King would not be marching with these people. They would be trying to remove Martin Luther King off of social media right now because he wouldn't be saying what they want him to say. If you really, really want something free, It's not even free. You just have to use the promo code Black Lives Matter. My buddy, Doc, he brought this to my attention. If you want something, you just go to the store. All you have to do is say promo code Black Lives Matter. What you're seeing right here in the middle of the screen, at the top kind of in the middle, you see that black figure. That's a police officer. People are using the promo code Black Lives Matter. Look at this. They're coming out the store. I don't even know why they're running anymore. They have merchandise in their hands. Why even run? The police officer's sitting watching it happen. Now the police officer's walking away from it. He doesn't want to get involved. Oh, what's this? You got one of them running right past the police officer. Running right past the police officer. And the police officer's sitting there watching. Use promo code Black Lives Matter. Don't even have to any longer. This is happening like this because of the atmosphere the Democrats are creating. Complete lawlessness. You know, even in the Bible, it talks about lawlessness. The Antichrist is the ultimate lawlessness person that will be on the planet. Lawlessness. The Democrats support lawlessness. So when they heard President Trump saying he's the law and order president, they despised him. The same way demons despise Christ, the Democrats despise President Trump. I'm not saying President Trump is a god. I'm just using it as an example. They despise Christ when he would say stuff. The demons, they could not stand it. They hated it. They hated it. They convinced the Jews to put him on a cross. The Democrats hate President Trump the same way the demons hated Christ. And they still hate him. The black community, and it is the black community I'm referring to that was convinced to remove the father from the household. And you know what? They removed the father from the household, and the program that they wanted absolutely worked. Check this clip out.
In the 60s, when the Great Society came in, and Lyndon Johnson put in the Great Society, they did not expect to happen what happened. Go read the Monahan Report and Monahan Scissors. They did not expect to give government assistance and food stamps to the black community and for women to choose the check over the men.
Over the men.
They were actually confused as to why this happened. It was like, wait a minute, we thought we would give this to you for a little bit, and then once you kind of got stable,
it was a temporary situation.
Then you get back. But no, they took the benefit. Prior to 1960, 65, we were married at a rate of 80%. Broke, Jim Crowed, segregated, lynched, everything else. But we had us a community, we had HBCUs, we had churches, we stuck together. We had black business, we had black buses, this, that, that. But as soon as it came in, when the women were given a choice, far more chose this over the men. And that's the original quote unquote sin that we have yet to deal with in the black community.
And you have a lot of black people that want to ignore it. And then they get angry with people like him for coming out and saying it. Acknowledging what the Democrats, what the white Democrats have done. White Republicans don't do that. White Republicans have fought for black people. And it's not even the white Republicans fighting for black people. The white Republicans have fought for Americans. They have actually fought for humanity. That's the difference. The white liberals, they use everything to try to divide us, this whole division, to try to separate us. I'm so disgusted with these evil people. Do they have the right to be evil? Oh, absolutely. They can be whatever it is that they want to be. I have a problem when they push this stuff onto us as a nation. I have a problem when they push it onto our children. These people are evil. If you want to be evil, do it to yourself. You know, to give an example, you know how there's always that shooter going around and they end up shooting people. Then at the end, he shoots himself. Start with yourself. Make a statement. Start with yourself. Same thing with these evil Democrats. Start with yourself. Do you. Leave the rest of us alone. But see, they can't do that because something going on in the brain cavity that caused them to want to be violent. Something going on in the brain cavity of the Democrat, the leftist, caused them to be evil. Something going on in the brain cavity wants them to support pedophilia. There's something wrong with these people. But see, like I constantly mention, they believe that they're the light in the world. They believe that they know all the answers. They believe they know what's best for us all. To go back to Biden at the G7, he was asked by a reporter, do you still think that Vladimir Putin is a killer? Because at some point, Biden asked that question. He's asked the question, and he doesn't even deny it. But listen to Biden as he responded to the question from the reporter about Vladimir Putin being a killer.
Well, look, I mean, he has made clear that the answer is, I believe he is in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do.
What? What? Did anyone catch that? What did he say? What did he say? Let's just say he didn't even ask that question about Vladimir Putin being the killer. Let's just say, hey, what are you doing to save the American people? What are you doing?
Well, listen. Look, I mean, he has made clear that,
I mean, my goodness, people, this is sad.
The answer is, I believe he is in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do. But look.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I mean, really? This is really embarrassing. This is why you have news groups outside of the country acknowledging what a bubbling idiot that he is. This is why you have people paying attention and seeing that, wait a minute, he's not strong at all. They're going to take advantage of Biden. You already see it happening. They're taking advantage of Biden and they're going to destroy the nation because they do not want the United States of America to be number one. Do you know, for any of you trolls out there, do you know that the United States of America is the greatest nation known to man? Even more so than Rome, Egypt, the greatest nation in the history of this planet is the United States of America. And they want to destroy it. Biden, with a leaked Zoom meeting, goes to say that by 2040, that white people will be minorities in this country and that it will be primarily Hispanics and black people, you people, will have to work with Hispanics. This dude is blatantly racist. This dude is completely against white people and he's white. That's the prime example of the white liberal. The white liberal blame white people when they're white. And now I get a lot of black liberals sending me messages saying I hate black people. When did I say that? I love them. I love the people of that's in the body of Christ, and that comes in all colors. These people are evil. Listen to Biden as he talk about what's happening or going to happen in 2040.
This country is doomed. It is doomed, not just because of African Americans, but because by 2040, this country is going to be minority white European. Hear me? Minority white European.
Minority white European. And if you can make out on the screen, he's in the middle there. And it looked like he's in the middle there with Kamala Harris. And there's black people all around him. And basically, he's doing what he normally does, is trying to cater to him. You remember before he was saying that, you know, we don't know how to use the internet and, you know, and Hispanics. I mean, it's just, he says so many racist remarks.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black.
I wonder if he told that to them before he got off. But listen to the last statement.
And you guys are going to have to start working more with Hispanics who make up a larger portion of the population than y'all do.
And the reason why that is the case is because they've opened up the floodgates. They're making a fast track for people that's coming to the country unlawfully. Unlawfully to become citizens. Immediately. It's absolutely disgusting. You know, Nancy Pelosi, she went on the show State of the Union, and she's upset with Manchin. She's highly upset with Joe Manchin, and she's trying to keep her composure about it. Right, I'm pretty sure y'all seen video clips about it. I want to share one with you. And she's trying to keep her composure about it, but she's actually upset with Joe Manchin because Joe Manchin, which is a Democrat, did not go along with them to get rid of the filibuster. So then that way they can push HR1 through to change the electoral system. But she tries to say, that she's like Joe Manchin. Why? Because they stick together. That's why. Listen to this.
I don't give up on Joe Manchin. When he was governor and secretary of state in West Virginia, he initiated many of the ideas that are in the HR1, S1, the For the People Act, the For the People. And it's not necessarily a rewriting.
She said it's not necessarily a rewriting. You hear that? She didn't say it's not a rewriting. She said it's not necessarily a rewriting. Let me go back because she's doing a play on words. What you don't hear before this, the female that she's talking to said it is a change of the election system. And at first she was like nodding her head, yes, but she caught onto it. So now she's coming back trying to say it's not necessarily a change. That's exactly what it is. She's lying. Listen.
When he was governor and secretary of state in West Virginia, he initiated many of the ideas that are in the HR1, S1, the For the People Act, the For the People. And it's not necessarily a rewriting. It's stopping. Now, the first 300 pages of S1, the For the People Act, HR1, were written by John Lewis.
So John Lewis was a tyrant, too. Who cares? I mean, they keep bringing up Joe Lewis because he's dead and gone. Like, you have to respect Joe Lewis. He wrote this before he died, and he wrote this while back. So you have to respect him. He was, like, looking for the people. They're using a dead man's name to get with something that they want. Tyranny against the people. Who cares what he wrote? This should not take place. And you know what? Thank you, Joe Manchin, for not allowing the filibuster to be removed. But you know what? Even though he did that, these Democrats, they don't adhere to the U.S. Constitution. They completely overlook it. They're going to try to figure out a way to get around it. And I guarantee that they're probably trying to look up some kind of dirt on Joe Manchin right now to destroy him, to have him removed. Because I'm willing to bet 6 months from now, they're going to go down the path again. Just look. This is just my opinion here. Joe Manchin might end up, hanging out with Epstein somewhere. I don't know. I'm just saying, listen.
To stop the voter suppression. The initiative that is in there to stop partisan gerrymandering and redistricting is really essential for the health of our country.
There is no voter suppression. There is no voter suppression. The only people that are voter suppression, if you want to call it that, are people that are here unlawfully what they're trying to get to vote. They're not American citizens. You can't participate. if I go over to Mexico and their elections, I can't participate. I'm not a citizen. If I go over to Iran and try to get into their election system, I can't participate. I'm not native to the country. That's the way it works. But see, they have a different sinister agenda.
Democrats shouldn't be gerrymandering and Republicans shouldn't. The commission piece in there is very important, and that would be new. Stopping the big, dark, special interest money from suffocating the airwaves. Why do you think we cannot have climate language that is easy to come to agreement?
Seriously. And she also goes on to say that because of the dark, big, dark money is that they can't stop the Second Amendment. She doesn't say the Second Amendment, but she says the gun violence. That's what she says. She goes on to say the gun violence, and they want to stop it. Before we go on, I'm gonna play another clip here, but I want to acknowledge this lady here. Do y'all remember when President Trump was in office and there was a particular lady that came out on the scene and was talking about the hydrochloroquine? Remember that? And she was saying that it would help, it beneficial, this, that. Well, she got attacked, just brutal attacked. Just brutal. By CNN, MSDNC, the Democrats, just all around brutal. But now, apparently you can even talk about hydrochloroquine as something that's positive because the elite saying it's okay now. It's completely disgusting. Check this out.
I demand an apology from the media. I'm talking about CNN, CNBC, and all their, like, New York Times, and all those people that called me crazy, from Hollywood. I mean, from people that sat around and made videos calling me crazy when I said hydroxychloroquine worked and we should not allow people to die. I'm talking about FDA, CDC, NIH. I'm talking about all of you because I said hydroxychloroquine works. Now you have all these studies that are saying it works. What about the 500,000 plus people that have died? Who is going to be responsible for them? Somebody needs to get their behind sued so bad that they will not find a way out of where they'll be locked up, because this is crazy. Even Joe Biden called me crazy. I demand an apology from every single one of you, because when I said the truth, none of you listened. You people laughed at us, you people ridiculed us, you canceled us, and you allowed people to die. Y'all are so, not just, you are evil. This is evil. This is wicked. And you know what? Somebody needs to be held accountable.
Somebody need to be held accountable. Absolutely. Where's Fauci? Where's Fauci? Right? Seriously. All of them. They attack people that go against them. The same thing happened in the 1930s, people. Are you seeing the connection yet? They did the same thing in the 1930s. The exact same thing. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.